We're coming to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the height of the Omer count, in a sense. We've learned in the halakha, in our class, that slight variance of minhagim, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, and various communities within the communities, there are different counts for some of the observances of minor league mourning of the Omer cycle. Some are doing it from the beginning through Lag BaOmer, others doing from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until nearly Shavuot, and we've seen that. But Lag BaOmer to everybody has a special celebratory quality. I want to take a look at one very sweet way of remembering it. What are we doing in the Omer in the larger sense of our own conduct? We're examining ourselves. We're trying to improve our midot. A Kabbalistic point of view, those midot are sometimes called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, that sound like the names of Sfirot, and of course you know, I don't understand anything about that, but I certainly know that we're trying to work on a Chesed and Gvura, everything within its proper perspective. And there are always two ways we're trying to improve ourselves. One is in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call that Bein Adam LaMakom, between man and the omnipresent one. And we're also trying to improve the way we relate to our fellow creatures, to other people. And that's called Bein Adam LaChavera. Now, incidentally, there's a very interesting numeric equivalent. How many days do we count in the Omer? 49. 7 weeks of 7 days. So 49 just happens. Just happens. You believe it just happens? Just happens to add up to two potential phrases that epitomize exactly these two areas that we're trying to improve. Okay, some of you may know this from an earlier class, but it's good to remind us, it's good to remind me.
Let's see.
These both work. Now, I'm putting it down because I don't want to write Hashem's name. You take these two words, Kael Chai, Hashem alive, the God of life. Take the numeric value. Lamed is how much?
30.
So Lamed Aleph is obviously 31. And Chai, everybody knows, one of the first words you know in Gematria without knowing you know Gematria, is 18. 31 and 18?
49.
So we're reminded of our connectedness to the living God, to the God source of life, Kael Chai, as the sum of the value within these 49 days of self-work. About working with other people, we have the experience of Leith, Lamed Bet is 32. If we're worrying about 49, leave 17, which just happens to be, and it's a very useful gematria number, Tov. Good heart. Right. In gematria, 17, 32 plus 17,
31
plus
18
equals 49. This is Bein Adam LaMakom, this is Bein Adam LaChavera. So, if the spirit divides into Kael Chai, or, in addition, Lev Tov, where does Lag fit in? Now, these, by the way, are both observed by the Bnei Yisachar, a fantastic Hasidic commentary, a sefer in two volumes on the months of the year. The Slonim Rebbe, the Netivot Shalom, takes it a next interesting step. Lag is the day after Lev. Lav 33. If Lav is the day after Lev, and Lev Tov is the structure of 49 and reminds us of how we're trying to be better towards others, then Lav is the beginning of the Tov. Lev Tov, Lag Ba'omer is the beginning of the period that's Tov. And halachically it's correct. Because Lag Ba'omer is the slide into that part of the Omer that's more excitedly anticipating Shavuot, where the Avelut is reduced according to many Minhagim, and we're beginning more and more to see the light of Sinai approaching at that end of the tunnel. There are other celebratory days along the way. There are the days of preparation for Shavuot. So I want to wish you all a Lag Sameach. Be well, good Shabbos. And if you're going where I'm going, I'll see you in Meiron or in Yerushalayim. And be well. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
I was hoping you'd come tonight. I meant to call you.
Well, I saw the sign called, you know, it's an
outward thing. Geshmak. You go to Meiron?